Now, here we are again in our habitual armchair in front of Dr. Watson's fireplace, waiting for the good doctor to put down the evening paper.
Oh, I beg your pardon, Mr. Manning. I didn't see you come in. I was reading about your latest American gang shooting.
Yes, crime seems to be riding high, wide, and handsome in most of our big cities, I'm afraid. What a pity we haven't got Mr. Sherlock Holmes on the job.
This is just what I was thinking.
Of course, on the other hand, these gangs of racketeers have sprung up since he retired. Perhaps he wouldn't know how to handle it.
Rubbish. I can remember just one case we handled back in 94. It was concerned with Giorgiano, the worst gang leader New York ever had. He didn't call it racketeering in those days, but it amounted to the same thing. Kidnapping, blackmailing, bombing, terrorizing innocent people. Why, during the course of that particular case, Giorgiano had one man taken for a ride, as you call it.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. Why don't you tell us about it?
Well, bad story. Let me see. It was in November in the year 1894. Holmes and I were sitting in our rooms in Baker Street.
Well, I thought you said this story was about the head of a New York gang.
Yes, so I did, Mr. Manning. So I did. Don't you interrupt. Even famous gangsters have been known to travel about from time to time. Well, as I was saying, Holmes and I were sitting in our rooms in Baker Street, and our housekeeper, Mrs. Hudson, happened to be a friend of hers, a landlady who kept lodgings in Great Ormond Street. Holmes invited her to sit down. The poor woman was obviously harassed and kept plucking away at the fringe of her cape.
Hudson tells me that he's been having some difficulty with the lodger, Mrs.
Warren, that's my name. No, Mr. Holmes, you couldn't call it difficulty I'm having. And it was a lodger that was easier to do for. It's just that I don't see him from one weekend to the other.
Oh, come now. That's not anything uneasy about. My best wish is Warren. If I were your lodger, there would be many occasions when you wouldn't see me for weeks at a time. I work a good deal at night, you know, and do my sleeping by day.
Oh, well, no doubt, Mr. Holmes. This is different. He never goes out, not even at night. I've waited up to find out. I never see his face, not even when he pays his bill. Not a sign of him ever seen for the last 3 weeks.
And how do you know he's still there?
Perhaps he's trying to get away from something. Oh, it frightens me, Mr. Holmes. I can't sleep for fright.
Hmm. When did this lodger first come to you?
3 weeks, that was why. Yes, return tonight, please. This is still in the week. If he does a fine sitting room and bedroom all complete like at the top of the house.
Yes, yes, indeed. Go on.
Well, Mr. Holmes, he says to me, I'll pay £5 a week. I can have it on me on terms. He took a £10 note out of his pocket then and then and gave it to me 2 weeks in advance. Then he says he's to be left entirely to himself and never for any excuse are we to disturb him.
So he's at the rooms and hasn't been out since.
Oh, yes, yes, sir. What?
But I thought you said that he...
Yes, just what it was, sir, that first night. He went out and returned very late. He was all in bed, but I heard him walking up the stairs. And his door shut and locked. Oh, he keeps it locked. And I ain't seen him since.
But his meals... How does he get his meal?
Well, when he rings, I take a tray up and leave it on a chair outside his door. Then when he rings again, up I goes and takes the tray away empty. If he's wanting anything else, he writes it on a slip of paper and leaves it on the tray.
I see. Have you brought any of those slips of paper with you?
Yes, Mr. Holmes. It's in three.
Good.
Here they are.
Uh-huh. When today?
Oh.
Most interesting. Written with a broad, pointed, violet tinted pencil and printed.
Oh, what do they say? Oh.
The messages are quite laconic, my dear Watson. So... Daily Gazette and Match. They open up a very pleasing field of intelligent speculation. Suggestive, Watson, very suggestive.
Yeah,
the gentleman says
anything very unusual about those papers?
No. That's printed. The gentleman doesn't wish Mrs. Warren to obtain a sample of his handwriting. And here, look. On this slip, asking for soap, a corner has been torn away. There is evidence it's a mark, perhaps a thumbprint. Might give a clue to the man's identity. Furthermore, the person is undoubtedly a foreigner.
Oh, how do you deduce that?
When he writes match, not matches. You must look the word up in the dictionary, which gave only the singular, of course. Now, Mrs. Warren, what's your lodger look like when he came to take the room?
Youngish he was, Mr. Holmes. Not over 30. Middle size, dark, and he had a beard.
Spoke English?
Yes, sir. He spoke English well enough, but with an accent to the father.
Uh-huh. What did I tell you, Watson? What did I tell you? Did he give his name?
No, sir.
He had any letters or callers?
No, sir.
Where did he retire when you or the girl go in to do his in the morning?
We don't go in, sir. Just for himself.
Oh, I see. Yes, interesting. And you say nothing has come out of that room? Absolutely nothing?
Just two burnt matches and a cigarette end. They was on the tray this morning.
You brought them with you?
Oh, that I did, sir. Mrs. Mrs. Hudson told me about you. Said nothing was too small to take notice of.
Mrs. Hudson was right.
That's very easy.
These matches were used to light cigarettes.
Silly. How can you tell what the matches were used for?
Quite obvious, my dear. Wasn't quite obvious. The shortness of the burnt end. At least half a match is consumed in lighting a pipe or a cigar. Hello.
Hello. Well, well, well. This cigarette is
certainly remarkable. Yes, Mrs. Warren. The gentleman who is now living in your rooms is not the gentleman who engaged them.
No. You can't tell us that. You can deduce that from the cigarette and stuff.
Elementary, my dear Watson, elementary. That is the size of the thing. I believe you said the first gentleman had a beard, Mrs. Warren.
Yes, sir. A black beard it was, and a flowing mustache.
Yes, yes. Now, take the cigarette. Yes. Only a clean-shaven man could have smoked down this far. Why, Watson, even that bristle you call a mustache. The mustache would have been cinched.
Perhaps he used a holder.
Impossible, my dear fellow. Notice the way that it's matted at the end. No. It's a different person entirely.
How could he have got in?
Well, he went out the first night, Mrs. Warren tells us.
Oh,
but did the same man return? I think not. I think it was the second chap who came back. The one for whom the first man took the room.
Perhaps they both returned. Possibly in the there are two men in those rooms.
Excellent, my dear Watson. Excellent. You're coming along. Now, tell me, Mrs. Warren. How much does the fellow eat? Could it be enough for two?
Oh, no, sir. He eats so little, I often wonder if he can keep life in one.
Well, that settles that.
Oh?
Well, Mrs. Warren, there seems to be nothing more to be done for the moment. I hardly think the situation is dangerous, at least not for the present.
Oh.
But keep us informed of any further developments.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Holmes. I believe you're in my mind already. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Not at all.
Good day, gentlemen.
Good day, Mrs. Warren. Look here, Holmes. You're not going to go fucking about in this affair. The man is probably just a harmless extension of some sort.
You never know, Watson. You never know. Whoever he is, he's living in terror.
Huh?
Terror of what, I wonder?
Oh, rubbish. Besides, who's going to foot the bill? What do you expect to get out of a case like this?
Education?
Education.
The pursuit of knowledge, Watson, is my great hobby.
The pursuit of knowledge afoot. Curiosity, that's what it is. Plain, unadulterated curiosity.
Oh, possibly, Watson, possibly. Education, pursuit of knowledge, curiosity. That's they all amount to the same thing.
Yes, where are you going to look for your education in this case, if I may ask?
In the Daily Gazette, my dear fellow. In the Daily Gazette. A newspaper is often a very storehouse of knowledge. Lodger asked for, remember?
Well, what of it? What can you discover from a common newspaper? The answer is nothing. Nothing at all. Here it is 4 days since we heard of that mysterious gentleman, Mrs. Warren. What have you unearthed? Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
You're wrong as usual, my dear Watson.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin from the NBC newsroom in New York. President Roosevelt will address the joint session of Congress at noon tomorrow. We return you now to the defenses of Sherlock Holmes.
Enemies to the hiding place of the mysterious lodger. How would you go about keeping in touch with him?
Just right now.
Through the papers, my dear fellow, through the agony column. And since Mrs. Warren's lodger received only one paper, the notices must appear in that.
Yes, I see now, but how can you tell which notice is the one we're after?
By elimination, Watson. By elimination. Take this paper, for instance. The edition which appeared 2 days after the lodger took up his residence with Mrs. Warren.
The agony column, of course. Let's have a look. Dear me. What a collection of groans, cries, and utter nonsense.
Oh, perhaps, my dear Watson, perhaps. But nevertheless, an invaluable hunting ground for the searchers after education. Well, go on.
The first one reads, "Surely Jimmy will not break his mother's heart." That's what they threaten. Listen to this. It's the lady who fainted in the Brixton
bus. Yes, disregard that. The lady doesn't interest me.
Here's another. Every day, my heart longs.
Oh, bleach, Watson. Unmitigated bleach. Go on, please.
Well. Be patient. We'll find some means of communication. Meanwhile, watch this column. It's signed G.
Sounds more plausible, eh?
Are there any others?
Yes. 3 days later, we picked up the trail again. Here it is. There. That one.
And making successful arrangements. patience and prudence, the trials will pass.
Yes. Yes, nothing for 2 weeks after that. Then comes something more definite. Yeah.
The path is clearing. If I find chance to signal, remember code. A1, B2, and so on. You hear soon. Oh, what for, G? That Joe. Things are warming up.
Oh, see who that is, will you? What's in
the... Oh, sure. Oh,
well,
that's
here.
I'm sorry, what is it? Thank you so much.
Well, what is it?
It's the afternoon copy of the Gazette. It's just arrived. This is how to make that.
Oh, good, good. See if there's anything in it.
House of Parliament in heated session. Actress has pearls still.
Oh, come on, give me that paper.
Well, look, I can't hold you. Yes. Snatching a paper out of a fuller's hands like that. Nice manners, I must say.
Here we are, Watson, here we are. I read house with white stone facing, third floor, second window left after dusk. Gee, ha ha. That's definite enough, Watson. That's definite enough. Hello, hello, what's that? Look out of the window, will you, Watson?
Your friend, Mrs. Warren. I said it. She must be excited. Her hat's on the side of her head, and she's popping like a steam engine. Ah, there's Mrs. Hutton. Just let her in.
Yeah, something happened. We weren't there. Confound it, Watson. I hope nothing. Come in, come in.
Oh.
Ah, Mrs. Warren, what's up?
Oh, Mr. Holmes, sir, I come as fast as I could.
Well, here, take a chair and get your breath.
Oh,
now, wait a minute, sit down.
Oh.
That's it, better. Now then, what's happened?
It's the police matter, that's what it is. I'll have no more of it, that I won't. I'll cut him out bag and baggage. I'm at the end of my patience, I am. When it comes to knocking my old man about...
Oh, Mr. Warren,
well,
about?
Well, tighten him up anyway.
Who did that?
Well, that's what we want to know. It was around 11 this morning. There was a fog, you remember? Well, I think Mr. Warren round to get me some money in for the stew we were to have for lunch. Well, he says he got no more than 10 paces down the road when 2 men come up behind him, threw a coat over his head, and bundled him into a cab that was standing beside the curb. 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and he don't come back. And there am I and me still left waiting for the onions. Well, at 2 o'clock, they cut up the stew anyhow. And you know what a stew is like without onions.
Yes, it's like tea without...
Yes,
Oh, wait a minute. There's a cupboard. A big cupboard almost opposite the door. Yes?
Excellent, excellent. What you and I will secrete ourselves in that cupboard while Mrs. Warren takes Mr. Gentleman's tea tray.
Very good, sir. I'll handle it right away. It's the top floor, Mr. Holmes. You can't miss it. The cupboard door is the first one to the right. At the end of the stairs.
Good, good. Thank you. Come on, Watson.
Do you think it's nice flying like this?
What? You've too many scruples to be a first-class detective. Oh, come on, the stairs. They creak like a rusty thing.
No, no, no. What are you doing?
I'm moving my shoes. You better follow my example. That way you have a much better chance of being undetected.
Very well, but I feel like a criminal myself. Infernal matter. I can't get this shoelace undone.
Well, for goodness sake, break it. We can't sit here all night.
All right, all right. Any more noise than you are.
Easy now. Cupboard door. Yes, yes, let's go.
What? I thought you said it was a large
cloak of paint, please, will you?
Oh,
close the door. Open the crack, brother. Open up the
door. Move up the door. I thought the best thing could feel like this.
I'm not supposed to. I'll do this little man, but it's my soul. Ah, here comes Mrs. Waddle. Now, stop that noise, Watson. You're pumping like a grappler. Here she is. Slipped on the chair. Going away. Ah. At the door now. So, slowly. And a big pipe thunder. Well, I'm dashed.
What is it, Holmes? What's happened?
Something I did not foresee. Follow me downstairs quickly, Watson.
My own excitement. Who was it? Who opened the door?
Remember, I deduced the substitution of lodgers, Watson?
Yes?
What I did not foresee was that we should find a woman, and no ordinary woman, Watson.
No, no, of course not.
Dark, young, handsome, with a face set with terror.
Terror? Do you think she saw us?
I think she suspected our presence.
Well, what do we do now?
We'll put on our shoes. They're going to spend the next few minutes on the front doorstep.
Why?
You remember the message said that G would communicate with the lady at dusk today? Please keep an eye on the window opposite.
Yes, but that's
too almost dark now. Come along.
Holmes, we've been here for half an hour. My fingers are practically numb. Perhaps our friend has seen us and has been scared off.
Well, it's always too dark. It's more likely that something has happened to prevent his coming. Hold on. There's a light over there now.
Yes, I can see shadow. Look, look, there he is. Pale face. Just as if
we've got a candle peering across. Once they're sure she's there. Now we've seen this flash. A single flash. Stay. Take the message, Willie Watson, so we can check up on each other.
Go ahead, Willie. T. That is T-A-T-S.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Let's jump. Another T.
Oh, that was the beginning of the word.
Now E. And comes an M. Long one this time.
It's another T.
N-A. It's not. Well, surely that's not all.
At ten tar. At ten to ten tonight. Why wake up? I had it. T-A is the initial.
Let's go again.
Why has he got a waist like that? I can't keep up with him. Wait a minute.
The same message over again.
Surely it's Watson.
Attenta.
Must be in cipher, Holmes.
Not a very obscure cipher, Watson. It's Italian. Attenta means beware. It must be urgent.
Very good, scared. Yeah.
Still the same message. Attenta. Hello. You've broken off. The light's gone out.
Someone's broken the window.
What's that? Quick, Watson. We must get in there. Something violent is happening. Here, Watson. Blood. A trail of blood. Some heavy objects have been dragged along the floor. quietly to this cupboard door. Open it, Watson.
Mrs. Olson? Oh, look. On the floor, a man.
On his back and covered with blood.
Look, there's a knife. A knife sticking straight up.
Driven blade deep into the body. A terrific blow. Give me that candle. Let's have a look at it.
Look at the red circle drawn on the floor under his head. A halo in blood. Holmes, what are you doing with that candle?
Finishing the message. I think it will be helpful. Let's get to the root of this mystery. I must find out how he got there.
You know this man? Then you recognize him?
Naturally, Watson. It's Black Zorgiano, the head of the most terrible band of criminals in America.
Black Zorgiano. Jeez, Zorgiano. Then it must be he who sent the message. What's he doing over here in England?
That's the question you must ask the lady from across the street. You should be here in a moment. I signaled her to come. Here she is.
What is it? I have a comb. Ah, fool. What is this? What have you done with me?
You must prepare yourself for a nasty shock, madam.
My husband, what has happened? What are you hiding from me? Who is that on the floor?
I beg of you not...
Oh, let me see. Let me see. Gianna, you're near, you're killing him. He's dead.
Please don't be so upset, madam.
But it is wonderful, marvelous.
What?
You are the police. You have killed him. Oh, I'm so happy. You have killed him.
He was dead when we found him.
How so? But it was my Gianna who killed him. My wonderful Gianna. He has done it so perfectly. He has seen it. He is magnificent. But where is he? Just now he sent a message for me to call.
It was I who sent the final message. Your husband disappeared out of the back window, if I read the signs correctly.
But I ran away. Oh, my husband, he did it to protect himself. To save me. No one could blame him. We could not arrest him for that. No. Now that your general is dead, we fear nothing. We are free.
Perhaps you'd like to tell us about it. I may be able to arrange matters with Scotland Yard.
Well, Geno is my husband. Gennaro Luca. I am Amelia Luca. My husband and I, we live in New York. We are a half-in for my general's brother. He meets this Giorgiano. Look at this. The monster. There is no judge in the world who would punish my husband because he killed me.
Yes, I understand he had rather an unsavory character.
He was a king. He makes the young Italian men join him in for fact. Gennaro's brother was one of his men. He cannot break away. He must do the most terrible thing. And then one night he say no.
In the back. Quite a
sportsman, huh? Oh, quiet, Watson. After that, he showed Johnny, he said my husband must join his gang. He began to make love to me. He was terrible. I'm so afraid.
Well, you ran away.
Yes. One night we go on a boat for England. But we know Georgiana will follow us when he find out. My general, he hide me where I will be safe. He knows Georgiana will have come. And he waits for him outside. Tonight he arrives at last. But my Geno is ready. He is prepared to kill him. Oh, he is a hero, my Gennaro.
And I don't know what the British point of view will be, but I imagine that in New York, this lady's husband will receive a pretty general vote of thanks.
Oh, I think we can arrange the British point of view, Watson. Scotland Yard has been on the lookout for this Giorgiano since they heard he had landed. Mr. Luca has just taken a bit of work, that's all. And now, Mrs. Luca, if you'll come with me, I believe we can arrange matters satisfactorily.
Grazie, signor, grazie. I'm so happy.
Well, it's been an interesting case, Holmes, but I still can't for the life of me see what you expect to get out of it.
Education, Watson, a little more education. Always seeking knowledge at the old university.
Watson, what about next
week? Well, next week I think I'll tell you an adventure that took me on a wild goose chase halfway across the continent of Europe. A case which Holmes solved by opening a coffin.